This is John Batchelor. Colleague Greg Copley describes a dinner at Windsor later this week. Meeting the king will be the prime minister and deputy prime minister, Sir Keir Starmer and Angela Rayner, along with the first minister of Scotland and the first minister of Northern Ireland. This is a gathering of leaders from the United Kingdom that is not now united. The temperament is fractious throughout the Britain, and the king looks to heal it in some fashion by talking through it, the talking cure. A wonderful idea, the king not being political, more spiritual, leadership, morale. Much to be learned about this, and we'll have a follow-up conversation about what was discussed at Windsor Castle in these next hours. Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. Ladies and gentlemen, the King of England is going to speak to his leadership about working together. More of this tonight.
Well, it started on Monday, actually, when Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and the Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, went down for long talks with the King. That's moving to the next stage, which is on Wednesday, tomorrow, when the King will host a dinner and late talks for in Windsor Castle with Sir Keir and Angela Rayner, but also including the first ministers of the devolved regions of the United Kingdom, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. So they'll have that dinner and discussion at Windsor, and they've been invited to have a sleepover. So that's and have breakfast with the King the next morning to continue the discussions. That's actually quite interesting because, well, firstly, the first minister of Northern Ireland is a member of basically of Sinn Féin, which is the Irish Republican Army. And they've been very, shall we say, anti-UK and anti-monarchy for the last 110, 120 years. But here's the thing: the Sinn Féin leadership in Northern Ireland is now becoming pro-monarchical, and the King's ability to bring them all together is going to be profound because this is an overt, if you like, intervention in politics by King Charles to bring about some kind of consensus of governance which will make all of the component parts of the United Kingdom begin working together.